drinking too much last
night. Because he was suffering. We were there. And I mean, my friends were scorching.
Well, that knowledge just what you guys do to me.
He wouldn't have been. It would have been so funny. I didn't know anything about the official camera that had to stick up their big lock
for your urethra.
I'm so glad you used your urethra.
It's fantastic. It was like extreme.
It did kind of fit, though.
Sorry. Oh, no. It actually was happening.
It was fit.
Now, I don't know.
That's what you have to do on that one.
I'm the visual stick.
I said that too.
Just kills me.
Damn, but thanks, you too.
Patrick!
What's up?
Yeah.
It's grinding. Yeah, I think that might be true. The other one was always grinding.
It wasn't like a very, but it was grinding through all the stuff while you're leveling, not just like going through and then finishing off. This is what you have to do now. It's one little thing. Box of levels. And they changed it later. They put in the Paragon levels. They added stuff so you had gotten more things if you played the game.
Yeah.
They put, like, did little tweaks and stuff, but it was still late. It was like, how did you wait 5 years? That's where, like, a game that you waited for a really long time for more. I don't even remember how many years. 13 years, I think. 13, yeah, I was going to say it was.
It was more than a decade.
And then you can't have endgame that's good. PvP or PvP. That is insane that you launched that game at all without PvP. And the whole fucking buying your actual equipment is bullshit. That was a stupid fucking.
They closed that down because it worked so poorly.
Yeah, and no one.
They shut it down. You don't have. The real nice auction house in Diablo 3 doesn't exist anymore because it was so fucking terrible. It was, like, it was bad, so they stopped, they just closed it down. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's funny, so you lash your money.
Yeah, and you're
going to have, like,
Apple Office 64 or Guinness.
Nice.
Alright. I didn't want to have the podcast team orders here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have the podcast to take beer orders.
Well, it's a lot of beer. We drink beer. I'm down to be able to have beer. We're down to be able to have beer.
Kind of.
That's not shit.
Yeah, it's like that.
I know, right? I don't know if it's really helping to do. one of the games and then just take it forever to come along. It was, I meant, oh, we're going to come out with it, we're going to come out with it, we're going to come out with it. And it never came out, and it never came out, and it never came out. And then it finally comes out, and it sucks. And that was not a disappointment game. The mechanics were bad in the game. The play was bad in the game. It had no replayability. It just, they literally missed it on every mark. On every mark. I mean, it was okay. I thought it was passable. I played it quite a bit. And I thought it was passable. It just, the problem is, I want it passable.
Talking. I don't know, what the heck did my family call it?
get your choice. Like classic stuff on there, you know, from the old school.
Yeah, it's nice, simple games that Amiga does really well. I mean, it's, you know, it does have its positive points.
Yeah.
That's one. Well, since my family is totally going off on their own different things, I'm going to be hanging out with Ghost, with your Red's family. And I'm pretty sure we're probably going to play some barbecue or something like that.
Just go up, suddenly learn. Ha ha ha!